Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Hour number four, it is Ben and Woods, and we start with a bang because it is time to announce our biggest fan today on Ben and Woods, and it is Marco Gomez. Marco, you are our biggest fan. You've got 10 minutes to call us back right now at 833-288-0973. That's 833-288-0973. And if you do so, you're going to win tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater this Friday, June 21st. You're also going to get a family four-pack of movie passes to Ultra Star Cinemas in Mission Valley. And you'll be entered in our drawing for our grand prize Las Vegas road trip to the MGM Grand and tickets to see Jabberwockies. Marco Gomez, you are on the clock. Good luck. 833-288-0973. We are just getting inundated with tweets on the question, the hypothetical that Woodsy just brought up about whether you trade Fernando Tatis Jr. right now for one and one World Series only.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all you get. And look, then the rest of the time he's playing, you're pretty much a non-factor in the National League.
I didn't say non-factor. I just said you're not going to win a ring.
You're just not going to win a ring.
And,
so you
and,
could.
And the other caveat is he does not go to the Dodgers, all right? He's off to Cincinnati or something that's not going to murder
you. I just feel like
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
I feel like the arrow is pointed upwards for the Padres. All these prospects coming together. Padres have a really good shot at winning a World Series in the next 5 to 10 years. And
do you know how hard it is to win a World Series, right? Okay, so you brought up Tony Gwynn. Tony, you wouldn't have traded Tony Gwynn's career for anything, right?
No.
Not for a World Series
no.
or anything. But Tony Gwynn was one of the best hitters alive, and that's just one player. And they didn't win a World Series. But you expect multiple or one World Series within the next 10 to 12 years.
Well, I certainly expect a legitimate shot to win
one
or two of them.
Absolutely, you have a legitimate shot. I'm guaranteeing you one. You, Ben Higgins, can go to game five of a World Series game. You can watch them celebrate at Petco Park. You can go out and turn cars over in the streets, because I know you would. You can climb the flagpoles.
But we'd miss
you can take your shirt off.
I feel like we'd miss out on so much richness of a possible, you know, Hall of Famer, you know,
it would be
in
awesome.
His career.
It would be, it's going to be awesome. I love watching that kid play. He is an absolutely untamed stallion. He is a stud. He makes everybody around him better. He is the reason to tune in. I want my son to grow up watching that kid play baseball. But one ring. You trade him to the Reds, and it guarantees you one ring, and you get a title.
Getting some a lot of tweets in here. We're going to get to some of these in just
some
a moment.
Some of them are absolutely genius.
First of all, though, we got to go back to Friday night, Padres and Rockies. Padres were down 11-5 going into the ninth inning as they started one of the biggest comebacks, biggest ninth inning comeback, and one of the largest comebacks in Padres franchise history to come back and win that game in 12 innings, 16-12 over the Rockies. Do you have the actual tweet that started
you
all
got
this?
Got it, Paulie? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, at 8:51 p.m., Alex tweeted, if we win this, I'll get an Andy Green tattoo. The first comment is at Padres waving at him just a little bit later. If we win this, I'll get an Andy Green tattoo.
So he got called out on his promise on Twitter. Now, legally binding a tweet, I don't know. What was his frame of mind when this happened? It was Friday night. Joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, Alex, who said that tweet on Friday night, is here on Ben and Woods. Hello, Alex. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. The better question, Alex, is how are you?
It's been an interesting couple of days, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision. We were losing. And honestly, I said, screw it. What's the worst that can happen?
Right.
And I said, I tweeted something like that before. So when I tweeted it, I saw nothing. Then 8th inning comes around, 9th inning. And I'm watching the game, and I'm sweating. Like, literally sweating. Like
100%.
I turn on the fan in my room. And I just start people messaging me over and over after every pitch, a hit, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, I gotta do this now.
So
it's gonna get done, that's for sure.
All right, so no pressure, no peer pressure necessary.
None needed.
You are saying you're gonna go through with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna get something attributed to Andy Green, whether it's like a shirt with a number on it. I don't know if I'm gonna get his face, I won't go that far. But it'll be my first stupid tattoo. So he did say I'll just hide it well.
So Alex did say, I'll get an Andy Green tattoo. Now, he could have easily said, I'll get Andy Green's face tattooed on my ass if they win this game. He didn't. I would let him off the hook with an AG.
Initials.
Just an AG on his arm or on his
finger.
That
can mean anything.
Is there a...
Alex, your last name doesn't start with a G, does it? Then that would be your initials, too.
No, it does not.
Okay.
Sadly enough, it doesn't.
That would have been easy.
And do we have a size in mind, Alex? And do we have a location in mind?
Honestly, I was thinking, I have a couple on my arm. I have one on my foot. I was thinking maybe like the back of the leg, honestly. Maybe the calf,
back
thigh.
Now, here's the other thing.
On the thigh itself.
Here's the other thing to think about. What if Andy Green's no longer the manager?
That's guaranteed at some point. This is a tattoo.
Yeah.
This is forever.
That's
Alex,
forever.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 20.
20. So, you know, if all things go well, you're going to be around for another 60 years. Andy Green's shelf life as manager of the Padres.
It ain't 60 years.
I mean, we're talking 3 to 5 probably tops when you talk about the normal, you know, tenure of a Major League Baseball manager. So in like the year 2057, when someone is asking you, what the heck is this all about? Andy Green, no, don't remember him, don't know anything. That will still be there on your body. You know, when you're 64 years old and you've got an Andy Green tattoo and no one's ever heard of Andy Green.
Hey, you know what? I'm willing to take that risk, you know? It happens. So honestly, like, I mean, whether he makes it to the end of the year, this year or not, I'm going to get it done. And it'll just be a story that, you know, I'll play it off some way or another.
If you get a face, you'll be a legend. Like, if you got Andy Green's face, that goes beyond, that is legendary. Like, who's that dude on your arm? Oh, that's Andy Green. He used to manage the Padres to a less than 500 record.
I picture,
over
like,
five
what if
years.
I had done this when I was 20 and, like, Jim Riggleman was manager of the Padres and they came back from 6? I've got a Jim Riggleman tattoo on forever. That just would be the worst thing ever.
All right, here's another question. Who would be the worst manager to get tattooed on your arm? Pat Murphy?
Pat Murphy.
He's like 3
sure.
weeks he was up here.
Interim manager tattoos.
Oh, my God. Now, I commend you for – we didn't have to talk you into it. You're going to do it. You're a man of your word. Now, I did see you tweet something about Alex. We're talking to Alex, by the way, the Padres fan that swore he would get an Andy Green tattoo if the Padres came back and won on Friday night, and of course they did in remarkable fashion. Alex, what? Why will you not do it until you said March?
Honestly, if I'm going to get a face, I want to plan it out. If I get something else, like an initial or something like that, I wouldn't mind doing it in the next month or two.
I mean, if you're going to do the face, I would definitely choose my tattoo artist carefully because wouldn't want it to like be ambiguous as to who it might
some
be.
Infected, like
yeah.
Exactly.
Ronaldo's bust statue.
I've already
right
talked
after,
to.
Right after the game.
Well, go ahead.
Right after the game, I started getting messages. Where's the tattoo? Where's the tattoo? And I'm
yeah,
like,
it's like I didn't run there like, right after. Like, well, listen.
Were you 100% sober when you tweeted that? Well, of course he's 20.
He's 20, but he's underage. Of course he was.
The hours after that, I wasn't. I was TJ.
But that's legal there. That's at that age. That's okay.
Well, all right. So I've already talked to our boss and said, hey, we need to get this cleared through corporate. We'd love to find, you know, the sponsor to do the tattoo. I want to be there. I'll be right there with you. I'll hold your hand if you need
and
it.
And taking video of it
and
for
of course,
website,
taking video.
Keep that in mind, Alex.
But I will go with you. So that is definitely going to happen. So we need to coordinate. I'll be in touch after I talk to my boss. He's got to talk to his boss. This is the way it's done around here. It's a little different than what we're used to, but we're all getting used to it. I commend you, my friend, for sticking to your guns. And this guy is going to get an Andy Green tattoo based on that comeback win. Phenomenal stuff, my man.
Yeah, the AG will for sure come sometime soon. Good. If I decide on the AG, and I'll let you know for sure.
All right, buddy.
Alex, appreciate it. And, hey, comeback wins are fun. That's true.
That was...
Right?
That was so, so good.
But
so
just
good.
One win also out of 162.
And Kelly Wallace, I'm reminded on Twitter, she made a similar promise. She went through with it. She got the Manny tattoo she promised to get on her arm, and it's really, really cool. So
a Manny tattoo, though, he's like a Hall of Famer, almost certainly.
Yeah.
No matter where he goes, what he does with the Padres, at the least you know you've got a Hall of Famer
like,
on
hey,
your
who's
arm.
That? You're like, oh, it's Manny Machado.
Andy Green could still go down as just an anonymous... One in a line of many managers in Padres history. That's a little more bold. And maybe Andy will be a Hall of Fame manager, and you'd be like having Casey Stengel tattooed somewhere on your body, which would be weird also, but, you know, at least he's a legendary manager, and Andy Green's not at that level yet.
Not quite yet, yeah. But, hey, according to you, with Fernando Tatis Jr. here for the next few years, instead of winning a World Series, they're going to win six or seven.
Chance in multiples. We get to read some of these tweets.
That'll get you in.
Some agree with me. Some think I'm absolutely crazy and agree with Woods. At Ben and Woods, if you've got a thought, would you trade Tatis for one championship?
It's guaranteed.
And one only, but it is guaranteed. I got a couple of ways for you to win family four packets of tickets to 97.3 The Fan's Night at SeaWorld, presented by Mossy Nissan, on June 21st. We're going to be giving them away all week on Real or Fake. Listen at about 6:20 each morning for your chance to play our daily game. Or you can just go to our website, 97.3thefansd.com, and click on the contest page to enter. We're all planning on being out there on Friday night. They're closing down the park just for our listeners and listeners of our other Entercom stations. Should be a whole lot of fun. And it's been a few years. We used to go regularly when the kids were younger to see it, but haven't been in a while. So
I'm excited to take Bo out there, man.
Gonna,
it should be fun.
Going to be a lot of fun. Tons of tweets. Here was the question that Woodsy just, it popped into his head.
Yeah.
It's a diabolical question.
It's awful.
Sure.
It's terrible. It stems from... Getting Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, winning one championship, and then he leaves, right? And it wouldn't be a trade necessarily for Kawhi Leonard. He's going to leave for free agency. But, you know, the question I posed is, so today, you know, the magical baseball genie comes to you and says, all right, Ben Higgins, this is your call. We are going to trade Fernando Tatis Jr. to the Cincinnati Reds. He will be their shortstop of the future. That's going to suck for you as a Padre fan who loves Bebo. But we're going to guarantee you next year, 2020, you're a World Series champion.
It's such an easy question if you pick anyone else on the Padres roster right now. But Fernando Tatis Jr., just in his first couple of months, is so exciting
60
to watch.
60-some-odd games.
I mean, just what he did like yesterday on a comeback. He's on third, a comebacker to the mound. And he scores,
yes.
You know, by timing, you know, his break right on the throw. And how he takes extra bases and he fires up the team.
The catch he made the other night,
I just
which
don't
was
know
ungodly.
That I could live with myself if that entire career happened somewhere else. One of our listeners, Scott, pointed out, he said two words tweeted at Ben and Woods. Ozzie Smith. Padres traded Ozzie Smith. It helped them get to a World Series with Gary Templeton at shortstop.
Yep.
You know, Tempe had more offense at that point, but Ozzie, of course, developed into the Wizard, a Hall of Fame shortstop that St. Louis got to enjoy, you know, every day for more than a decade. And it always kind of thought, man, we could have had this guy as our shortstop long-term as a Hall of Famer in San Diego. We gave him up for a run, and it was a great run. 1984 was fantastic.
I'm not talking about a run. I'm talking about a guaranteed ring. I'm talking about, yeah, you're going to win a World Series. But you don't know what game. You don't know if you're going to sweep it. You don't know if it's going to go seven. But you're going to win a World Series in 2020. You don't know who you're going to play yet. But you will be the victor. And you get to go and watch those games and be a part of those games, be a part of the parade, be a part of the celebration. We have a job here. We're on the Padres flagship. By the way, Benny, I think the flagship guys get a ring too. So there you go. Maybe we get our own World Series ring.
I'm kind of doubting that.
But that's what I've heard.
Go ahead and think that.
They do it in Boston. That's what I know. I've heard that about Boston sports radio. But there is
in Boston, they actually, hold people's feet to the fire.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah,
we're soft.
Don't do that.
We're soft balls.
We don't deserve a ring.
So
like they do.
What would happen, though, is there would be a parade. There would be an unveiling of a World Series, banner, a ring ceremony. All those guys, Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, on down the line, winning a World Series. And Ben Higgins could say, yeah, I remember. I was a giant part. I worked on the Padres flagship, and they won a World Series.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be cool.
Tomorrow's not promised to anybody, right?
I'm thinking 8 years down the road. I think long term, and I'm thinking about that season.
I am shocked.
When the Padres are 15 games under 500, and there's no excitement, there's no pizzazz because you don't have the great Fernando Tatis Jr. at shortstop as he's winning his third MVP in a row for the Cincinnati Reds. It would bother me a lot. Jay Wood SD tweets us. He said, for sure, I would keep Tatis Jr. rather than sell our SD soul for one championship. We'll get there our way. Will we? No, will we? We haven't yet.
I'm guaranteeing you one.
You're guaranteeing it. Padre Fox says, I'm actually surprised Ben Higgins would give up celebrating being a world champion for Junior. Being a lifelong SD sports sufferer, to hear you say you're not a ring chaser, little heartbreak emoji from Padre
Fox. Why do you hate World Series rings, Ben?
He just hates championships.
You're not telling me I won't win a World Series, right?
Right.
You're just taking my chances.
You're going to roll the dice.
If I knew that they were going to have three or four deep playoff runs with Tatis Jr., and maybe one or two of them turn into World Series, maybe they don't, that's exciting. That's more exciting than one season that you go all the way.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I wish I had a rebuttal. I don't. I don't have a rebuttal. I love watching the kid play, too, but I think a parade here would be unbelievable. A World Series championship, a banner ceremony, Paulie, a ring ceremony at Petco Park.
Amanda tweeted in, hell no, I would not trade Tatis Jr. for a guaranteed World Series. Watching him every game and the spirit he brings us worth much more than a championship to the fans. Okay. I'm curious if that's the majority of how people feel. It's a total joy to see him out there, and he does bring an energy. More than a World Series ring, I would sell my soul for a championship.
I know. Not Ben.
Not me. No. Let's see. Here's another one. Adam says, I've made it my whole life without a championship in my city. I'd rather enjoy watching Tatis every day than be guaranteed a championship. That young man is special. I hope he's a Padre for life.
We all do. We all do. I'm guaranteeing you a dub, though. You get one.
I just can't do it. I just can't do
it.
I can't get rid of Tatis. It brings me so much joy to watch him. I mean, you're guaranteeing the joy of a championship. Undoubtedly, I get a lot of joy out of that. But it would fade. It would fade after a year or two.
Narrator, no, it wouldn't.
And the joy of Tatis would continue on.
I thought David had a good tweet. He said, ask Angels fan the same thing about Trout. The Angels are destined to be in mediocrity during Trout's entire career. Would they trade him to get a ring?
Yes.
Jeff has kind of lived through this in his fandom, right, Jeff?
I'm on your side, Ben, because as an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, Westbrook was so fun to watch the triple-double year, but the act is getting old, and I want to win championships. I mean, I'm with you. Sorry, I'm with Woods.
Yeah, all right.
I would trade him because I'd want the ring. Because I mean,
Fernando Tatis Jr. though to Russell Westbrook,
Westbrook is exciting to watch for Oklahoma City Thunder fans. He really is. He's the face of our franchise. He's exciting to watch.
Ben thinks he's an overrated hack.
I just don't think he fires up his teammates the way Fernando Tatis Jr. does.
Oh no, not at all.
I love him. Yeah, I absolutely love Tatis Jr. He is 1A for my favorite player, right? So Manny and Tatis are 1 and 1A. I can't imagine not wanting a championship here or rolling the dice when I'm guaranteeing you one. It's like me saying, Ben, I'm going to hand you the winning lottery ticket, and you say, I'd rather work for it. I'd rather just keep slogging it out, working two jobs, you know, 18, 19-hour days. I'd rather work for it to earn my money. It's wild. It's wild to me.
Jeremy says, Ben brought up Tony as a point against the trade. I bring it up as a point for the trade. We know what it's like to have a great player and have no rings. I want to know what it's like to have the ring. It's about the team, not the individual player.
Now, Fryer Girl says, real San Diegans like Ben Higgins are right at the Stephen Woods.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then Happy,
I love watching the guy too.
And then Happy Rock 77 points out at Ben and Woods. Hey, if the White Sox would trade Tatis for Shields, then I'll definitely trade him for a ring.
All right, I got a caveat.
Tweet of the day.
I got a caveat. I have a caveat. You'd never win one with Tatis Jr. He has a great
never
career.
Win
it's
one.
So fun, so electric. He stays healthy. Maybe wins an MVP. But you get 15 years of Tatis Jr. and you
even,
don't.
Now it's even easier. For
now,
me.
Yeah, now and you don't win one.
If I know I can't, I
if
can't
you know
win
you can,
one. That
but if you get rid of him, you can.
I don't
oh,
think I
can. Even...
I think I need the championship then.
Okay.
If I've still got a shot at it,
you prove that you're not a complete
if
lunatic.
If it's a take my chances sort of deal, and I get to enjoy Tatis, that's okay for me. If it's like a guaranteed no, then I got to get the championship then. We can't wait another 15 years.
So I guess you don't really
no
like watching him play, huh? I guess it's not that exciting watching him play. You've
well,
painted yourself
we'll
into a corner.
We'll get to watch him as a road player a couple of series, you know, every year or something.
Exactly. Oh, that was great. That's great. Oh. I love it. Well, you painted yourself in a little bit of corner into a corner there, but it's okay. It's okay.
All right, so coming up here at the bottom of the hour, he's been one of our regulars for Ben and Woods listeners. He is now the page two columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He was at that big fight in Vegas over the weekend, but now it's all about Anthony Davis. The unibrow is coming to L.A., the Lakers pulling off a blockbuster trade over the weekend to get LeBron James a little bit of help. Arash Markazi from the L.A. Times, going to make his first appearance with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We will get to that coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's the home of the Padres, Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We've got Arash Markazi from the L.A. Times joining us in a moment. First, Willie Nelson is coming to the Venetian in Las Vegas. Ben and Woods, that's us. Want to send one of our listeners on a Vegas road trip to see the show. Go to 973thefansd.com/Willie to register for this Ben and Woods giveaway to see an American legend. Trip includes a two-night stay at the Venetian, nice hotel, and a travel card. To cover gas, go to 973thefansd.com/Willie to sign up. As we get Arash Markazi on the line, I also have an opportunity for one of our listeners to win a family four-pack of tickets to see Trace Adkins at the San Diego County Fair. We'll take the fourth caller at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Call in now. Family four-pack of tickets to see Trace Adkins at the San Diego County Fair on the line. And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, he is the page two columnist for the Los Angeles Times. It's good to have him here on our new home for the first time. He's been a great friend to the program since we got together for Ben and Woods for the first time. Arash Markazi with us right now on The Fan. Hey, Arash, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good,
doing
man.
Great. Enjoying our new home here. It's good to be back on the air. It feels like we were gone for more than a month or so, but now we're kind of settling into our new chairs. It's nice.
I'm excited. Yeah, when I heard from Paul, I said, "Oh, this must be good news," and I was very happy.
Well, very much so.
Well, now, you sure know about switching spots as well, Arash. How's the new gig going for you?
It's been fantastic. I mean, it really was a dream job just because it was my hometown paper and the paper that I wanted to write for. But as you guys are seeing so with the news over the weekend, there's never a dull moment here. I'm in Los Angeles with all of our teams here.
So is this good news? I mean, it's hard to say it wouldn't be, but the Lakers are giving up an awful lot in this trade. Not just Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, but three first-round draft picks, and you know how valuable those can be in the NBA. What was your initial evaluation of the price for Anthony Davis?
It was a lot, but, here's the thing. If you had said you are going to trade for Anthony Davis and keep Kyle Kuzma, I would have first told you, I don't think that's going to happen. And then if you would have said, no, it will happen, but, you know, tell me how you see a path towards that. It would have to include three first-round picks. So, listen, it's a lot, but you are getting a transcendent player. You are getting a player who I believe, when healthy and playing his best, is in the conversation for the best player, I believe, in the league. You know, I think, well, we forgot that last season when he requested the trade, and it was a very, like awkward position where he wasn't playing a ton. But if you look at his two seasons prior to the last season, clearly not only a top-five player, but he can be in conversation for perhaps the best player in the league. So you combine him with LeBron, and now you have two of the top-five players. Historically speaking,
all right, hey, Raj, we're kind of breaking up with you. Let's try to call you back and get a little bit better line. To me, I don't know if there's a Laker fan out there who would have said, hey, if we can get Anthony Davis,
yeah,
and we actually get to keep Kyle Kuzma,
done.
Whatever the rest of the price is, just give that to me. Now, there's some trades in the past couple of years, like maybe if you had been able to keep D'Angelo Russell around for a while and pair him up with, you know, this new lineup that they've got going on, that would look pretty sweet right now. But for this trade particularly, you get to keep Kyle Kuzma, and Anthony Davis is coming in. And Woodsy, I saw some people over the weekend comparing this Lakers, probably Lakers haters mostly, but comparing this deal to when the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, and they shipped off, you know, an aging Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. Those guys are like 35, 36 at the end of their career. Anthony Davis is still in his prime.
Yeah.
He's 26 years
26
old.
26 years
he
old.
He might not even be at the prime yet. 26 years old. He has at least 5 to 10 years of absolute peak performance still in him.
But LeBron does not.
No, he doesn't.
He does not.
I think we got Arash back on the line here. Thanks, Arash. That's one of the keys as well. It doesn't really matter what the long-term outlook is, Arash, because LeBron's got a limited window, and you've got to give him the opportunity to win a championship in L.A. Otherwise, what did you go out and get him for?
100%. You had 3 years left on his contract. I think he might play like another year or two past that. But, yeah, you wasted 1 year. You could not waste more. I mean, there was this feeling that, oh, you can get it to Anthony Davis next season. Well, first of all, you don't know that. I mean, they thought that with Paul George, and Paul George didn't even take a meeting with them. You thought that with Kawhi, and Kawhi's not even in the conversation to come here. I mean, there were reports that the Lakers will want to talk with him. Well, of course they will, but he's not going to come there. So you couldn't take that chance again. You saw it blow up twice before, and again, this is the prime years of LeBron. And not only that, what happened to the Warriors really changed the time frame. The Lakers, at least for next season, have a path to the NBA Finals because KD's out and Klay Thompson is out too.
I mean, that did change everything. You know, there's no longer a super team standing in your way.
It changed everything for everybody in the West. You know, I think everybody's going to be on some, you know, frenzy to throw out max deals.
Houston, Portland, Clippers.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's fun for us, and I know it's fun for you, Arash. Obviously, Laker fans are really excited. Pelican fans, I think, were excited too. They're building a future. They're going to get Zion Williamson. They're going to have Lonzo Ball running the point there. Who do you think got the better end of this deal?
The Lakers. I think generally the team that gets the transcendent superstar player who's one of the top five players in the league, they win. And again, I'm this is not a knock on Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart. And again, we'll see who they pick with those draft picks. But you know, historically, when the Lakers made the trade for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or like Will Chamberlain and guys like that, I mean, they win, and it really is dependent on how well the team performs. If they win a championship, they've won. Like they got what they wanted from the deal.
So, Arash Markazi from the LA Times joining us here on Ben and Woods on the Fan. What do the Lakers do with what they have left? Do they have enough? Are they going to have enough cap space to go after another max player? or are they going to divide it up? It seems like they need a point guard. They need more shooting help. What do you expect them to do the rest of this offseason?
You know, they will have enough to be close to a max from what I've been told. I think, listen, if they consummate the deal like at the end of July, they for sure will. If not, they can still have a situation where Anthony Davis foregoes his trade bonus and they move a couple of other pieces and get close to a max. I think that is their first path that they would like to go down, is to bring in one more max player, whether that's Kyrie or Kemba or someone else. If it doesn't happen, you split up that and you go after, you know, three or four guys in the $7 to $9 million range. So I think they're going to be in good shape. I would prefer them to go after one more max player, because despite people saying, well, how are you going to fill out a team? Look at the Heat. Look at the Warriors. You know, if you get three or four really good players, it's not hard to find guys who want to join them and play with that type of a team.
So, Raj, last thing. You were at the fight in Vegas over the weekend, right?
Yes.
All right. I need one Raj Las Vegas story, because you always have something amazing from your weekends in Vegas.
Yes. One crazy thing. No. Okay, I got a good one. I was at the sports book. I was at the Westgate Las Vegas sports book, actually doing a story on why are the Lakers the favorites to win the championship. And a gentleman placed a $10,000 bet on the Lakers at 5-1, 30 minutes before news broke that the trade went down. So obviously this person got some inside information from somebody, because only two bets had been made and they weren't that big on the Lakers at 5-1. So the fact that a guy rolled up at the same time I was there and placed a $10,000 wager at 5-1, that was crazy.
Woj's cousin.
Exactly, right?
I thought you were going to go all what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas on us for a second there, Rush. Yeah,
well,
that was
you
in
know,
Vegas.
The Toronto Raptors were there. Blues were there. I mean, people love partying in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's the new thing. Hey, Arash, I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you again on The Fan soon.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
All right,
bye-bye.
That was Arash Markazi from the LA Times on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking.
It's better.
It's better.
It is better, Ben. And you know what else is better? Getting rid of the LeVar Ball and the Lonzo Ball circus. Now, last year, it was a little more tame than it was certainly the first go-around. But I do think that if you are a Laker fan, if you are in the Laker front office, you're like, thank God, now he's going to take shots at us. That's fine.
Oh, it's already happened.
It's already happened. We have
I'm seeing clips.
We've got that audio. Good. Let's play that. This is LeVar Ball, I guess, moments after the trade went down.
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three Ball brothers, you're going to survive this. You let them go, boy, it's going to be a cold day in here. But like I said, I guarantee it'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed. They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three Ball brothers, you're going to survive this.
We run that back?
You let him go? Oh, it's going to be a cold day in here. Trust and believe. I don't care where Lonzo plays. Like I said, I just want to be healthy. I want him to play.
He's calling in from Arash Markazi's phone, I think.
Just play and do your thing. That guy instead of having all these question marks behind.
Isn't he in Lithuania?
All right, I'm good with
LeVar. That's enough.
You know, honestly, Lonzo's
also doing the network rounds.
Lonzo's a very
today.
Good player. He'll be a credit to the Pelicans or wherever he ends up, and the Lakers could use him still. If they could have kept Lonzo Ball,
they would have.
And Kyle Kuzma, I'm sure they would have. They could use a distributor who doesn't need to be putting up 15 shots a game, because they're not going to be a ton of shots outside with Anthony Davis and LeBron James on the team. He'd be a perfect fit, for sure. They had to give up something. But where LeVar loses all credibility is when he goes with his other sons. Say, oh, if you're just taking the other sons. One of them was a complete flame out at UCLA.
Yep.
The other is like finishing high school in Europe. I mean, come on. Lonzo's a good player. Don't give me the old, hey, if you had just taken all three of the Ball sons, you would have been guaranteed a championship. That doesn't mean much to me.
Nice to get rid of the Balls, though, from the Lakers. They're done.
You can't play basketball without them.
Well, listen. The Ball family. The Balls. They're just it just wore me out the whole time. I mean, it just wore me out the entire time. And listen, I do think the Pelicans will be a lot more of a fun team to watch than they were.
They, depending on what they turn those first round picks into, whether they keep them or trade them. I can see the New Orleans Pelicans being an exciting young team. They're basically, they've got Julius Randle and they've got Ingram now, and they're basically the Lakers youth. So we'll get to know what would have happened had the Lakers let that youth movement kind of develop. It'll just turn into whatever happens with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
At some point. And they'll have plenty of cap space. If they look like they're a promising team, they'll be able to add free agents. Yeah. I mean
Zion?
Zion's like, gonna anchor,
It's crazy. Like
the number one pick.
Yeah, they should be interesting.
You could have done worse. Knowing Anthony Davis wanted out, was demanding a trade, and really was poisoning that well to any other team that wasn't the Lakers, I think the New Orleans Pelicans did really, really well.
Sure.
Considering
in this deal.
Before the draft, they were like the most just glimming franchise out there in basketball. I mean, they had nothing to look forward to. They were losing Anthony Davis.
Yep.
They weren't expecting to get the number one draft pick. Now, they probably have the brightest future of any team in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hit the,
no
Powerball. They hit the Powerball. I'm looking forward to it. Although our friend Caesar texted me. He said Julius Randle declined his player option, so he's going to be a free agent. So he's not necessarily going to be on the Pelicans. Thank you for keeping me honest.
I'm
there.
Really upset that you
I missed that,
that
one,
you weren't aware of the free agent, potential
minute
free agents of the New Orleans.
Free agency?
Yeah, the New Orleans
Fair
Pelicans.
Enough. Fair enough.
Sorry, Caesar. Sorry to let you down.
Quick reminder, you can join 97.3 The Fan at the 40th Annual OB Street Fair on Saturday. It's this coming Saturday, June 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. This free event includes an oceanfront, chili cook-off, food vendors, and four stages of music. Go to the events page at 973thefansd.com for details. All right, we've made it near the end of the show on a Monday.
Poll update?
Yeah, I would love
a
poll
update. Let's
do a poll update
on my hypothetical that people are taking dead serious.
Well, we're over 500 votes. 70% no. They would not trade Fernando Tatis Jr. if they were guaranteed a World Series championship the following
year. They want to keep him. They're agreeing basically with me.
Yeah.
Keep Fernando Tatis Jr. Take your chances. A one-off championship is not worth a potential multi-all-star, maybe Hall of Fame, MVP award type career that it looks like we're heading toward with Fernando Tatis Jr.
But I'm guaranteeing you a
win. You are. In your infinite power over the universe.
Flags fly forever.
Forever. You'll
forever.
Always have it, man. You'll always be that, the 2020 World Series champion San Diego Padres. Or let's say this, because, people are right. They're like, you know what? If I knew we were winning the World Series, that would take a lot away from it. Okay, fine. Sometime in that career, you're going to win a World Series championship. It's guaranteed. Just you don't know when in his career. Let's say it's a 12-year career. One of the next 12, you're going to win. I'm in.
As long as you know you're getting the one.
As long as you know you're
doesn't
getting the one.
When.
Yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
Have to be next year.
And you can get close and be like, oh, this
but
is
see,
the year.
Now,
oh.
The reason why this question is always hypothetical, you're always going to have a better chance likely to win a World Series with Fernando Tatis Jr. than
I couldn't agree more.
What piece could you add right now that you feel like the Padres would be better off? I mean, unless you're getting like Christian Yelich.
I was going to say, you'd have to get somebody that's an established superstar a few years into their career.
Yeah, I mean, because way it's looking like within a couple of 2-3 years, there's not going to be better players than Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right.
In this league.
The good news is, in this hypothetical, which obviously will not be happening, the Padres have a pretty good backup shortstop in Manny Machado.
Yes, they do. Yes, 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 they do. Can you imagine? They trade Bebo, and Manny slides right over to short.
Where he looked really good.
He looked really good, yeah.
I'm taking it that neither of you watched much of the U.S. Open.
I did not watch one solitary second.
Yeah. None at all. Do you know anything about the guy who won the tournament?
Gary Woodward.
Woodland.
Gary Woodland.
So, no.
All right. So, can I try to interest you at all just in a little slice of golf
I kept it to the end so you don't have to
last long on this story, but I thought you'd think it's pretty cool.
All right.
Because Gary Woodland is known on the PGA Tour. Here we go. They're trying to play me off already. Yeah. He's basically just the regular guy's guy. He's a huge sports fan. He played college basketball, Division II, at a school called Washburn University.
I've heard of it.
It's in Kansas where he's from. And he wanted to be a basketball player. That was his dream. First game of college, Washburn plays on the road at Kansas. One of those games where you're a tune-up for a real team.
Yeah.
And his job was to guard Kirk Heinrich of the Jayhawks.
Oh, I remember that guy, yeah.
And he knew after one game, all right, basketball is not in my future. I am completely in over my head here. If I'm going to make a mark in the athletic world, I need a different plan. So he was always a pretty good golfer, but he didn't focus on it. He focused on basketball. He said, I'm going to go golf full time. Ended up transferring to Kansas, played golf, got on the PGA Tour a year after, but he was a big hitter, but he wasn't, you know, he just didn't have an all-around game because he hadn't been working on it his whole life. Finally, after like 10 years on the PGA Tour, working on the short game, working on for courses like Pebble Beach, he finally had his breakthrough week this week. And I think it's a really cool story because everyone really likes this guy.
Good guy.
And a good guy, just like someone people pull for on tour, if you know him, and got his win and held off the hottest golfer in the world, Brooks Koepka, who was just hot on his... I was sure Koepka was going to get him at some point, just breathing down his neck the entire final round.
How many strokes?
Well, he ended up winning by three. It was down to one on the back nine. And he was on the par five, 14th hole.
That pressure.
Woodland was down to one, and he's 263 yards out to a tough green. And his caddy goes, you got this. And he goes, shouldn't we lay up? And he goes, no, you got this.
Get out of here.
Give him the three wood, put it up right by the edge of the green for an easy two-putt birdie. That was the difference. Gave him the cushion that he needed to. It was really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Clutch performance. He deserved it the way down the stretch.
How long has he been on tour?
Like a decade.
And how many wins does he have?
Just a couple.
Just a couple little
no
spare tournaments.
Until yesterday.
And now he's the U.S. Open champion forever.
Yeah, and he thinks he's still just getting better. I mean, he's just coming into his own. So
that's pretty
badass.
That was a cool story
from the weekend. I know we had a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about. Thank you, Paul. Yawner. All right, well, wake up so you can set up our show for tomorrow. It's going to be tough to beat today's, though. It was a pretty awesome day here on Ben and Woods to get the week started.
4 hours of hypothetical coming your way tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
5 to 9 right here on the
show. We really appreciate it. Everyone who chimed in. Wow, we had as many Twitter comments
today
as I can ever remember on a Ben and Woods show. That was so cool to have you all participating with us throughout the show, whether it be on the hypotheticals or the Lakers or anything else. That'll do it for us. Big thanks to the entire crew. Hammer doing a great job out there as usual. Jeff McBrayer, he runs the controls. Paul Reindl is our producer. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. for 4 more hours. It is Ben and Woods on our brand new home. It's 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.